Hey, there's nothing to see over here, but there's plenty to hear over here. We're the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's here on the Carolina Outdoors. Bill Bartee sitting right here. Christopher Lawing sitting right there. Don Yeager on assignment.
Fishing again, I guess.
I think that's what that means. Fishing again. It's springtime, so that means there's plenty of people out there fishing, plenty of people hiking. Turkey season is in effect here in April, and for North Carolina hunters into May as well. So all of that's going on, as well as something called Bike Charlotte. And Bike Charlotte started 19 years ago. It was a little bit smaller event back then, yet still energetic bike advocacy event. And over those years, it has grown tremendously, but still maintained that energy that it began with way back then. Our guest has been along for these two-wheeled rides and since the beginning, and has shared his adventure with Bike Charlotte with us here, the Outdoor Guys and the Carolina Outdoors program since the beginning. So now we're going to go to him, Neil Boyd. Welcome to the Carolina Outdoors. We want to learn a little bit about these changes over the 19 years. How are we, Neil?
I'm great today. Had a great kickoff event yesterday, so just looking forward to the next 16 days.
No kidding, 16 days. Well, listen, we're going to talk about that. Tell us how it started 19 years ago. Was it 16 days back then, and when was it back then?
No, we started the event in 2000, and it was really just a couple guys from Charlotte Department of Transportation and a few advocacy bicycle advocacy people who wanted to do create some type of celebration for the bicycle to start encouraging people, you know, not necessarily just your spandex crowd, but anybody who maybe has a bicycle hanging in the garage to think about using it in some way. And so we, you know, pulled together a couple of events, started off small. Again, we kicked it off with the Mayor's Ride Bike to Breakfast. And it was only a week long then. And as the time grew over time, more and more people wanted to host events, more and more people wanted to get involved. The bike community continued to grow here in Charlotte. And now we're at 17 days with, you know, 40 plus events and different types of promotions and things going on for the next 2 weeks.
Fantastic. Well, I want to talk to you a little bit about that, because what you said there, I think we should mine down a little bit. You used the term, and I love it because it is so descriptive, but the spandex crowd, you said that, and what that means essentially is the serious bike community, those people that you see wearing spandex who are pedaling recreationally oftentimes, sometimes in groups, sometimes as singles. But the rest of us who just wear short pants or khaki pants or something like that, who are pedaling around pleasure bikers, that community has kind of woken up over those past 19 years. And is that in accordance with transportation, which I feel like we talk a lot about here on the outdoor program, but transportation is a real topic here in the Charlotte area, a top topic here in the Charlotte area. How has that gone over the past 19 years? Are more of us non-spandex people getting out there, going to the post office, going to the grocery store, going to pick up our prescription at the pharmacy? Does that mean I'm getting old there, Christopher, if I throw that one in there?
You can get it delivered, Bill.
Oh, wow. I want to ride my bike. Neil, how is that going as far as transportation, not just recreation, but transportation here in Charlotte?
Yeah, I mean, it's a long process, you know, especially for a city who 25 to 30 years ago, pedestrian and bicycle transportation was not necessarily their focus. In the last 20 years, the city has done an incredible job, not only, you know, for infrastructure on the streets and the greenways or different types of ways to get around the city, you know, bike routes, different things that they do to encourage. And like, you know, we mentioned that word, the spandex crowd, but and you're right, it really is just for anybody who's got a bike hanging in the garage to get out and utilize the options they have here in the city. That was one of the things that was nice yesterday with the Mayor's Ride Bike to Breakfast. We did an unveiling of the new cycle track across the city of Charlotte, which is on 6th Street. And it basically allows for transportation east to west and west to east through the city, and it connects to two greenways.
Well, here I am on the website. It is bikecharlotte.racesonline.com, and I'm looking at some of these events that are going to go on over these next 16 days of this 17-day festival, ranging from April 26th to May 12th. I see a Plaza Midwood Tuesday night bike ride, a city bike ride on Sugar Creek Greenway, cycling in the cinema, biking to architecture. These are quite a variety of events. Do you have a favorite, or if you're not allowed to say, are there a few that you really enjoy to work on and attend?
Yeah, I mean they're all great events, and again, as you're reading, you're hearing these slow riders or these events. They're all geared towards anybody who has a bike. But I have to be honest, one of my favorite definitely is the events that we do where we're teaching kids how to ride, and we have a group every year that we work with. It's on May 11th. It's Learn to Ride and a Kids Bicycle Rodeo, and every year. We have between probably 150 to 200 kids who come out who are, you know, parents who maybe are trying to teach your kids how to ride, and they're struggling. But we have a huge group of volunteers that go out and teach the kids how to ride. It's amazing how many kids come out there struggling, you know, to get off the training wheels or learning how to balance or whatnot. And within, you know, 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, we have them up and riding. So.
I have to say something on that, Neil. I guess that's May 11th. Do you know where that event is, the Learn to Ride event?
Yeah, that's going to be at the Arbor Glen Outreach Center on Clanton Road.
Just so I can say, you can go to learntoride.org for more information about that particular event. I've been a participant as a parent in that event, and my daughter, we just did the Virginia Creeper Trail as a family. Because my five-year-old, because of that event, I don't judge as a parent my skills at teaching somebody to ride, but I was having some trouble. But at that Learn to Ride, she learned to ride, and now she is a pedal meister. So she's making it happen. So I'll vouch for that one. But, Neil, I must say, I was pleasantly surprised, and we've talked to him here on the program before. There are adults that show up out there at the Learn to Ride events who never learned how to ride as a child. And so they are provided an opportunity to learn to ride. So just sorry for that aside, but I wanted to jump in there as a special vouch for that. And with that, Neil Boyd from Bike Charlotte talking about the 19th annual event of Bike Charlotte. Neil, I want you to tell us some more about the educational opportunities, because a bunch of the bike shops jump in there to do maintenance programs, do repair programs, and there's also a little bit of etiquette, like what side of the road to ride your bicycle on, the different signals that are involved. Not that that's a lost art. How do we learn how to act on our bicycle after you've taught us how to ride our bicycle?
Yeah, we do have a lot of clinics, and there's a Cycle Savvy class, and there's also a lot of on-the-street type of education during Bike Charlotte. Like, for instance, today we have the transportation bike demo. Pam Murray and the crew with Cycling Savvy teach people how to get out. And actually, you know, sometimes people don't necessarily know how to use the bike infrastructure because it is different from the vehicle infrastructure. And so a big part of educating people and getting people confident in order to be able to go out and ride is actually learning how to use the infrastructure that is in place and use it safely.
It's fantastic. Listen, Christopher asked you about some of your favorites, and he said if you were allowed, Neil Boyd is an outlaw. He can do whatever he wants to with Bike Charlotte. But Neil, tell me about the ones that sell out or book out, and I'm going to say one in particular, and it's happening this weekend, is the Tour de Trees. And Patrick George of Heartwood Tree Service for years has led this tour and pointed out trees that are special. Not that all trees aren't special, but some astoundingly special trees in the Charlotte area via bike. Is that one sold out yet? Do you know? And what are some other ones that may sell out or book out so that we, if we're listening to the Carolina Outdoors, we can jump in there and participate in?
Yes, you are. You are correct, Bill. The Heartwood Tree Service ride, the Tour of the Trees, is one that gets booked, and it is free. But he does, you do have to RSVP. I think he takes around 30 or so people on that ride, and it does fill up every year. He doesn't want to take a big group because he basically goes out and talks about the history of the Charlotte, the tree canopy and champion trees around the area. It's one of definitely the more popular events that we have during Bike Charlotte, just because the people, they come back and love it. They love the casual ride itself and being able to kind of see some of the history of Charlotte. Another one that is the Bike to Architecture ride on May the 4th. There is going to be limited space for that. There are 40 spots available. And again, that's a ride that's a casual ride where they're going to go around and they're going to talk about some different architecture in the city of Charlotte. So the guys from Cluck Design, who are, you know, renowned architects in the city who have done a lot of work here, are going to kind of show off some of their work during that time.
You got a sign guy right here next to me. Christopher Lawing did the Charlotte Signs of the Times book. So, Christopher, you better watch out. Neil's going to put you on a bicycle, well, and you'll be showing off signs of Charlotte on a bike.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Funny you mentioned, I'm looking at the historic tree tour and then the architectural tour. I'm thinking, ooh, there could be a old neon sign tour.
You're right.
Yeah. And that's one thing that we do, actually, is people like yourself, we will, you know, if you don't ride a lot, maybe you ride some, but we may partner with a local cyclist who has a lot of knowledge of how to, you know, get around the city with people who, like yourself, have signed history or whatnot, and put together just a fun event.
There is an event called 20 Inch Tuesday, and it's going to be Tuesday, April 30th. Just for clarification, for Don Yeager's sake, that's not a 20-inch fish. That has nothing to do with fishing. Neil Boyd, Bike Charlotte, tell us the website so we can go join in.
Yep, you can check out all the events and the upcoming things going on at bikecharlotte.org. So super simple to remember. Again, bikecharlotte.org. Check it out. There's all kinds of events on there. Something for everybody.
19 years worth. Neil Boyd, Bike Charlotte, thanks so much for joining the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's.